The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now, this morning, the Arts Council has a big announcement to make, and Director Orla McBride is here to tell me more. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. What's the plan?
So the plan is, today we're announcing the first ever Laureate for Irish Fiction. The initiative is an initiative of the Arts Council, and we have three partners, UCD, University College Dublin, NYU, New York University, and the Irish Times. And the Laureate for Irish Fiction, really, for us, it's a celebration of Ireland's literary talent, and we have a very proud heritage of literary fiction. It's also about encouraging people all over the country to get reading and to get reading high quality fiction. And I suppose in the end, we really want to encourage the next generation of writers, because we have the most extraordinary writers. So when you see the list, the long list that has been nominated by libraries, by book clubs, by individuals all over the country, the list is just phenomenal. Edna O'Brien, Jennifer Johnson, William Trevor, Donal Ryan, Cullum Tobin, John Banville, Anne Enright, Cullum McCann, Emer McBride, Sebastian Barry, Emma Donoghue. I'm exhausted, and that's only a number of them. So for a very, very small country, that list is quite extraordinary. So we really are creating some of the highest quality literary writers in the world, and we have always done so. So, you know, we have, I suppose, exerted unparalleled influence on fiction writing at an international level. So, you know, James Joyce, Benedict Kiley, Maeve Brennan, John McGahern, Frank O'Connor, Mary Lavin. So really the Laureate is a moment in time where we want to stand back and say to the world, look what Ireland has created in terms of fiction. We want to celebrate that, and we want that first Laureate really to be an ambassador and a champion for Irish fiction, both here in Ireland nationally, but also internationally.
Is the idea imported? Are you importing this idea from the UK? They have a Laureate there for...
Yes, and we also have a Laureate. We have our own Laureate in Nanoke, which is a Laureate for children's writing. So we've already established that a number of years ago, and we're on our third Laureate now at the moment, who is Owen Colfer. So we've already established a tradition of, you know, the Laureate, and really this is, I suppose, a step up in a way, because it's about saying, you know, that at an international level, Irish fiction writers are really making a mark across the world. So we want to celebrate and recognise that.
And what will the Laureate do?
So the Laureate will, they'll be engaged for 3 years, and they'll spend quite a bit of time teaching. So they'll teach here in UCD so that Irish students get an opportunity to work with them. They'll teach in NYU in New York, so that, I suppose, they're representing all that
That'll
is great
a,
about...
A nice
yeah,
gig.
That's
yes.
a nice gig, yeah. And then they'll also be involved in a big public engagement programme. So over the 3 years, there will be quite a significant public programme that they will champion. So the first event that we're having, even before we even announce the Laureate, is on the 7th of December, so people put it in your diaries, at the IFI, and that is a free event, and it will be celebrating, I suppose, Irish fiction. So we'll have some of our finest writers, some of our finest actors reading from a range of different fiction writers, and we'll also have musicians like Kevin O'Rahilla responding to text. So that's happening on the 7th of December, and that's our first major public event. And then in January, we'll announce the Laureate.
Who chooses it?
Who chooses the Laureate? We have a selection panel to choose the inaugural Laureate. It's chaired by Paul Muldoon, who's obviously a wonderful Irish poet based in New York. Paula Meehan, who's our current Ireland Professor of Poetry. Blake Morrison, who's a poet and fiction writer and literary critic. Siobhan Parkinson, who is a children's writer and was our inaugural Laureate in Nanoke. Deborah Treisman, who is the fiction editor in The New Yorker. And Juan Gabriel Vasquez, and he won the Impact Award just recently, the 2014 Impact Award. So it's a really, really top class selection panel.
Before I let you go, Orla, is it a paid position?
It's a paid position, yes. The individual will be paid, I suppose, to recognise where they're at in terms of their own career, but also it's a huge, you know, they're going to be spending a lot of time both out on the road, advocating and representing Irish fiction and reading, but they're also going to be teaching.
And if people want to know more about it, where do they go?
Arts Council website, www.artscouncil.ie, but also the Irish Times website.
Great stuff. Orla McBride, Director of the Arts Council, thank you very much for coming in this morning to tell us about that, Laureate. That's all we have time for today. Our researcher was Jonathan Doyle, on sound Kira Murphy, and our producer was Conor Kavanagh. Sean is up next. We're back in the morning at 9. Till then, Sláinte. John at rte.ie.